Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me for my AMA. I am going to be completing my questions with one of my best friends, Hex Blade. I hope you like the style that I took with this AMA. We had a lot of fun. So I hope that you enjoy. And as always, thank you for listening.
Okay.
Take your time.
I mean, we can start whenever. I'm ready, right?
You're asking me if you're ready.
Like, I'm okay.
This should all be put in the intro. This should be the entirety of the intro. This is it. We're in it now. Welcome, everyone, to the V Silver Moon AMA, hosted by me, your boy Hexblade.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Let's just go.
Let's jump right on in. These questions have been very well organized by someone that wasn't me. But let's do some softball questions here. Number one, What meal would you order on a first date?
No, wait, that's not it. You have to go to the other tab.
What other tab?
The AMA tab. There's one. Okay, hold on. There's a question source, and then there's AMA.
I'm on mobile, and I can't see it until. Oh, I have to. Okay, I have to switch my phone over to like horizontal mode just so I can see them. Oh, we're starting with life. That's interesting.
Should we not?
I would think that's the more deep questions. I didn't know you wanted to start with the deep life questions.
I mean, let's. We're keeping the order. That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
What order? You know, the food order first or the other order?
No, the life order.
Okay. All right. Then let's start over. This time it's for real. Why do you have two tabs?
Oh, we're so organized.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
You just make here sure that go. I'm scrolling and looking. We're not going to say names. We're just going to say questions.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say some names, right. But you don't have to say names.
Okay. That's great, because having me read every name is torture.
No, it's crazy. Yes.
All right.
As much as
hi, everyone.
Your voice.
Or.
No, we're doing the intro again?
Well, listen. I mean, you want to include all of it? You want to include us fucking up, too? Just like, all right.
Okay, maybe I'll...
I was thinking, like, maybe we could start over, but if you want to just have everything in...
No, let's start over. Let's start over. Go ahead.
All right. All right, take a breath.
Yeah. Got all it. Right. Ready.
All right, good. Before we start, the ones that are crossed out, those, no question?
No, you don't have the to. Ones that it's okay. A repeat of the one above. Yeah.
Okay, exactly. No, if they're crossed out, I just skip them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good, good. Are there any other weird formatting things that I should know about? Like, if it's in blue, do this or something.
No.
All right.
No, no.
Excellent.
All right.
All right. Hi, everyone.
We're good.
Welcome to the official V Silver Moon AMA, narrated, or rather, I guess, hosted by me, your boy Hexblade, with the illustrious, the incredible V Silver Moon. Hello.
Hi. You're so funny.
Thank you.
I'm going to be giggling through this whole thing.
That's fine.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on my AMA. We got a ton of questions, or I guess I got a ton of questions, and I tried to put them in some sort of order so that people could have a flow of things, but I have Hex with me because he is one of my best friends, if not my bestest friend, on GWA, and I needed some assistance. So hopefully this isn't too long and we can kind of breeze through this, but Hex, whenever you're ready.
I've been ready. I'm just sitting here. All right, let's kick it off. Question one. What is your favorite time of day and why?
Yeah. My favorite time of day is definitely night. I think really late night, probably. That might be why I chose Midnight Musings as my tag, because typically that's when I start getting a lot of my ideas, is like really late at night when I should be asleep. So I think that's why it's my favorite. Also, I like to get in naps sometimes in the middle of the day and stay up a little later. It was great when I was traveling to Spain. That was wonderful. But yes, nighttime, midnight, wonderful.
Okay. Describe yourself in 3 words? Question mark.
Maybe you can help me with that. I don't.
This is my AMA.
I know, but you know, you would. Let's see. 3 words. Supportive, enthusiastic, and hungry.
Okay.
Right?
There we go.
I think that's right.
Yeah. No, I agree. You're good.
Okay.
Excellent. This next one, really, I need to know the answer to. Does a frog bump its ass when it hops?
Oh, Tex. Thanks, Texan guy. No, I don't think so. I think it lands on its feet, right?
As a biologist, I can answer that, but I'm going to leave your answer as the definitive final.
Oh my God, no. Answer it.
No,
do it.
It's fine. No, question. Next question.
No, you have to now. You can't do that and leave people hanging. Come on, we're not edging.
No, they got to tune into my AMA then if they want the answer.
Oh.
This is how you do it. This is networking now.
So then, okay, the text, you've got to ask in his AMA. Okay, let's keep going.
All right, next one. Do you like singing?
No, I do not like singing. I do sing. I like singing in the car, actually, when the music's really loud and no one can hear me. I am not a good singer at all. I do warm up singing before I record my audios, mostly to loosen up the voice. But singing in the car, that's it.
Okay.
And when no one can hear me.
All right. What is something you've impulse bought but don't regret?
I don't know if I'm an impulse buyer. I think that, actually, no, I kind of impulse bought these, crystal magnet things for my, desk so I can put things up, but it looks pretty.
Okay.
I impulse bought a dozen of them, and I love them on Etsy.
Okay.
They're very pretty to look at.
Nice. All right. What are your hobbies outside of audios?
I wish I had more hobbies. I like to collect comic books. I like to cook. I like to hike. Back when there was no pandemic, surfing would be really fun. I guess I could still do that, but I feel like I can't because I'm afraid to go outside. If you hear me drinking water, I apologize. I think that's sufficient.
Yeah.
Feel free to call me on my bullshit hacks. If I've said something to you and I have not said it, you need to coax those out of me.
No, yeah, I will. Nothing has happened so far that we need to interrogate you on so far. All right. What reality show do you think you'd have the best chance of winning and why?
Honestly, Iron Chef. Like, even though it's timed and I love Chopped, but I definitely would not win Chopped. The time frames are far too short. But I think with Iron Chef, because I could pick like my team of people, and I'm really good at sort of on the spot, especially when I have a ton of things to cook with. I think that I could definitely be like a Bobby Flay and get people excited about the secret ingredient. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Personality trait that you look for in a partner.
Oh, empathy. Definitely empathy. That's, and not just for me, but for others, you know, I love to have a partner that can understand like my drive and understand people's struggles and understand, and not only understand them, but like, you know, think about, you know, the impact that those things might have on a person's decisions and, you know, maybe thinking a bit differently about how they react. I think that's good.
Okay. Nice. Empathy is very important in a partner or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next up. What are your favorite geek interests?
So many, too many. So many. When I was little, one of the few movies that we had on physical possession, I don't want to date myself too much, was the Star Wars trilogy. So I grew up watching that a lot. I can say almost all of the lines. I also love Star Trek. One of my first crushes was Patrick Stewart because of his portrayal as Jean-Luc Picard. And as I said before, I love comic books. Batman was another first love. Shout out to DC. And I love Image Comics so much. I'm currently reading Crossover, which is kind of like a almost Watchmen-esque, which is another fantastic series. What else? I don't know. You know, what everyone does. Like, I love the Sci-Fi Channel. You know, Doctor Who's cool. Battlestar Galactica. God, you know, Edward James Olmos, fucking national treasure. Yeah, you know, all that shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For a second, I thought you meant National Treasure, the Nicolas Cage movie, and I was like, that's a little niche, but okay.
That's, you know, I'm not going to hate all those movies. But... those are good. I do watch that. Like, those movies are good.
Yeah, yeah.
I will fucking watch that shit. Hell yeah.
Okay. If you had three wishes, what would they be? Parentheses, with the same rules as in Aladdin. I can't remember the rules. I hope you can.
I think the rules are you can't bring people back from the dead. You can't make people fall in love. And... oof. I think there's another one.
Can you wish for more wishes in Aladdin?
Oh, right. You can't wish for more wishes. Right, okay, right. Fair. Okay. Thank you. Three wishes. I would wish for... everyone to have, like, to not be hungry. Like, I wish that people would have enough food everywhere. That would make me very happy. And if I can tack on to that one, can I tack on to that one? Just as like basic needs, like shelter and you know, clothing and education and healthcare. Can that be all one wish?
That could all be one wish, I suppose.
Okay.
your first three are gone then.
Right. No, we'll say that's one wish. And then I would wish to be... ruler of the world.
Oh, I like the dichotomy between I want everyone to be happy, but also I rule the entire planet.
And then very selfishly, that my line exists for a long time, that, you know, I keep... my heirs produce heirs and heirs and heirs, and we don't always have to be in charge of the whole world, but I just like my lineage to continue for a very, for, you know, as long as possible.
Okay.
Selfish as fuck, I know.
That's one, two, three. All right.
I guess nice. Hashtag breeding.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Add that, tag that on to the tags, I guess. I don't know. Why not? All right, Next one. Very important. Do you believe in life after love?
It's very funny that what the fuck dude asked that. It's a good question. Of course. Absolutely. I mean, when you fall out of love with someone, you can definitely feel like, you know, it's the end and no one will love me again like that. And, you know, I won't love someone like that again. But once you kind of get through that and you focus on yourself and loving yourself and looking back and thinking, you know, is there anything I could have done differently? Could I have supported my partner differently? Could I have loved my partner differently? You know, even all that cheesy stuff like love languages and all of that. I think it's just, that's part of life, is improving yourself for yourself. And then, you know, if you're lucky enough to find someone that you love or fall in love with, you know, keep improving, keep being better. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do believe.
Side note, did Cher answer her own question at any point during the song? I don't think so. I think it's still a mystery as far as official canon is concerned.
Right.
I just wanted to point that out. All right. Do you...
I was trying not to get the song stuck in my head, and then you had to fucking...
All right. Do you watch stuff on YouTube? If so, what kind of stuff do you watch? And do you have any recommendations?
You know, I don't watch a lot of YouTube. Typically, when I'm watching YouTube, it's because, like, you send me something or another friend sends me something. A lot of what I watch on YouTube is, like, makeup tutorials because I wish I was better at makeup. There's a guy, I think his name is Hindash. I'm trying to look it up now. I think that's his name, who does fantastic tutorials, and I really want to get as good as that.
Well, now we know. All right. What kind of dancing do you do, if any?
Again, Tex with the great questions. I mean, I'm kind of a goofy dancer. I just dance and try and stay in rhythm. That's the biggest thing. Like, because of my family, salsa dancing was a thing, and I can definitely do that. And just, you know, general, you know, crowd sorts of dancing, you know, the electric slide and all of that stuff. But more or less, I'm just a goofy in rhythm dancer. Yes.
Nice. The important thing is the rhythm, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't do much dancing myself. All right.
We should dance.
Rapid fire. Well, we'll see. If you look up from your screen right now, this very second, as you're answering this, what's the first object you see? Go.
I see a post-it. I see several post-it notes.
Ah. Very important.
One that very important I... notes. Well, one is from a thing that House of Bathory said about me once when I was asking what sort of wine should I be. And I have it like right in the middle of like my desk wall, I guess. It says, I am a full-bodied Cabernet. I can be sumptuous, but can also be savory and smoky when applied correctly.
Ooh,
thank
okay.
you, Remy.
Wow. Good thing to have on the center of your wall. Okay, good. What is your favorite feature on someone?
The thing I focus on usually are the hands. Typically because I'm looking at if they are clean and if they are married and if I want them on me. So, hands.
Those are all very important things to take into account.
Right?
In general. What real or fictional creature is your spirit animal?
Probably a raven or a phoenix. Hmm. Maybe a raven phoenix.
Yeah, a phoenix.
I like A remix? Remix?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's a thing now, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yeah. Definitely both those gothy and rebirthy fiery vibes that can fly.
Yeah. Important. It's very good. Very good animal choices. What is your favorite gesture of affection to give or to receive?
They're both the same. And my favorite thing is to really just understand someone and really pick up on different cues that they put down. Like, I don't know, if they're like, oh, you know, I really liked this salt when I was in Paris 1 year, several years ago, and like going and researching and seeing if I can find that thing and then surprising them with it like weeks later. I love those small gestures that show that you've been on their mind and you've been thinking about them. And presenting it in a way that is physical, but something that they can kind of like view and remember that, you know, they were thought of or I was thought of. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Which
also character? Snuggles. I love snuggles.
Okay. We'll put that on. Yeah. That'll be a nice add-on. Which character from fantasy do you find the most attractive? It can be from books, movies, video games, etc.
Probably Alcide from True Blood. Like that whole strong man werewolf vibes that can like pick you up and throw you around. Definitely.
Okay. What is your perfect weekend? No responsibilities, no obligations, no pandemic. V gets to do exactly what she wants. What do you do?
Ooh, I would probably be in a place where I can stargaze, so there's not a lot of light pollution. Also access to hot springs and nature. With like a ton of food and like my favorite alcohols with my favorite people. And we just, you know, skinny dip and camp and hike and look at nature and tell stories and listen to music really loud and, you know, maybe even have sex. I don't know. Maybe there's got to be some sex in there. And just have a good time, you know, away from all of the technology and craziness. Hopefully there's like waterfalls too. I like water elements, but also like foresty elements. So there's some places in Italy I know that are like that. And yeah, it'd be nice if it was a mild temperature too. I'd probably do that for a weekend and then come back and the come down would be so real. <I'd> just be like, oh no.
Yeah. An unfortunate side effect of having the perfect weekend.
Yeah, just hanging around, ask that. And darling, you are wonderful.
What faraway places have you traveled to? What places would you really like to travel to? And most importantly, what part of the world would you like to go most for sexy activities?
Mr. Tinkles, your questions are... Whew, love it, love it, love it. Okay. What faraway place have I traveled to? I think the furthest away is probably just different places in Europe. Several places. What place would I really like to travel to? I'll say two. I definitely like to go to like Norway to see the Northern Lights and be really cold and just see that. And I'd also like to go to Morocco and just be in the different bazaars and, you know, find little tea sets and silks and all of that, and also surf. And then what part of the world would you like to go to for sexy activities? Probably just anywhere just warm and tropical. So, I don't know, maybe like Bora Bora or something.
Ooh.
Where I can like fuck in the water and like see it.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, is there mm-hmm. anyone who, is there anywhere you plan to go when the pandemic is over or you want to go to?
Thank you, Nikki, for your question. Audio Allure, good friend. I want to visit my best friend where she lives. That's the first place I'm going. It's still in the States, but I need to see her.
That counts.
It's been far too long.
All right. Is there one place in the world you love to visit that you need to go to at some point in your life?
Definitely Japan. There's just so much history and beauty there. And I feel like they've really held on to a lot of their culture, which is so fucking cool. So I'd love to just go there and experience all of that. And the food. The food would be great.
Mm-hmm. All right, this next one is very important to me personally, and our friendship hinges on your answer. Coke or Pepsi?
The only right answer is Mexican Coke in the bottle, in the glass bottle. So I'm sorry, Hex.
No, it's fine. You were correct. You were correct.
Are we still friends?
Yeah, you were correct. The AMA isn't over yet. I was about to cancel it. I was hovering over the button. All right, the Yay. AMA continues. Good job. All right. What mm-hmm. meal would you order on a first date?
I love this question. So this is another amazing friend of mine, Curvaceous Cariot, who's asked this question and a few others. I think I'm going to stick with this answer like forever because the reasoning, I think, is solid. If you ever have been to a restaurant where they have those really big crab boils or crab, you know, just like a big juicy bowl of like crabs and corn and like spices, and you've got to like shuck it and, you know, kind of like get really messy. And typically like there's a bib involved. That's what I want to do on a first date. I just want to fucking go ham on like all of this seafood. And if he can keep up and like not get turned off, then we're probably good to go. So just like get that out of the way on the first date. And call it good.
A nice litmus test. Nice. All right. What's a food that you like that others seem to dislike?
I don't know. I feel like I like regular stuff.
Okay.
I know that you don't like seafood, so that would be a thing.
Well, I'm allergic. It's not that I don't like it, it's that I don't want to die. There's a slight difference.
Okay. What do I like? I don't know.
We can come back to that
one. My palate is pretty legit.
That's fair. That's a valid answer. Sometimes you don't have a weird food thing.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Okay. Next one.
We could come back to it, though.
Yeah. We'll come back, just in case.
Okay.
We meet Ava at a bar. What do we think?
No, what do we drink?
Oh, drink. I'm sorry. I'm blind as a bat, apparently. What do we drink? What have I been drinking, apparently? What have I been drinking? That's the question.
So this question is from Ava Lee 123, and oh my god, Ava, I L-bomb you so much. The reason I got into the paper business. I think we either get some champagne cocktails and keep doing that, or we get a nice gin cocktail and flirt with all the cute boys. That's what we do.
Okay. Good plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to pause and say that I've only met Ava once, and she's great.
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite ice cream?
Cookies and cream. No. Let me start over. I do love mint chocolate chip when the chocolate chips are really flaky and not like big chunks of dark chocolate. And I also love, what do you call it? Cookie dough ice cream, but only when the chocolate chips are little and they're in the cookie dough. Like Ben and Jerry's is a really good example of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the watermelon sorbet thing at 31 Flavors. I really like that one. It's not really ice cream, though.
We'll throw one in there.
Okay.
What is your favorite pie, and can you bake one? Parentheses, Miss Anderson.
Thanks, Tex. My favorite pie is probably, you know, to be an American, apple pie. Mm-hmm. I do like it when it has the, like, the Dutch crumbly tasties on top. That's typically, that's how I bake the pie. So, yes, I can bake pies. And yes, Miss Anderson, I do respond to that.
Are you more of a coffee or tea person?
So I like both, but I drink tea more often than I drink coffee, only because coffee affects me a lot. Like if I, even if I have just a little bit, which typically I'll have like an espresso, I'll be up like all night. So I only drink it when I'm either, socially, you know, with someone drinking coffee, or I'm, I need to be up all night. Hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you have a specific favorite type of tea?
Yes. Earl Grey, hot.
And what is your favorite food? Simple question.
Tacos.
Ah.
Hands down. Like real tacos, real Mexican tacos.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer sweet or salty snacks?
If I can mix the two, it's always nice. Like Chicago-style popcorn that's like caramel and cheese mixed together. I really like that as a snack. Trader Joe's has a really good kind of dupe of that. I like popcorn a lot. I also really like regular, just plain Lay's potato chips. And I also really, really like those voodoo chips from Zapp's. They also have a bit of sweetness to them, but also this like vinegary spiciness. So I like to mix.
Are you a tequila, vodka, gin, or wine person?
I don't like having to pick because all of these serve a purpose. But if I have to, I drink wine more often than any of those things. But I feel like wine can be separate than the liquors. So I will pick tequila over vodka and gin.
Nice. What song is currently stuck in your head?
I was just listening to, what was I listening to? Nine Inch Nails? All the Love in the World? Yeah. So Nine Inch Nails with Teeth, that album, that song. It's good. I love me some Nine Inch Nails.
Good. All right. Do you like to have music on the topic of music? Do you like to have music playing in the background while you get it on? Or do you prefer relative silence during sexy times? Or do you shout out random quotes from movies and or video games during sex?
Oh, so fucking funny. Thank you, Mr. Tinkles. I can do silence. I don't prefer to have silence. It's just sometimes when you're about to get it on, you're not like, oh, hey, let me put this record on first. You know, you're just kind of, you know, going after it.
Hold on. Let me open Spotify.
I've never shouted random quotes from movies or video games. I've definitely maybe said a funny line, like I remember once. I remember once I said, while I was with a longer term partner, we were having sex and I was just like, yeah, get up in them guts. And we laughed. But see, I love laughing during sex. I think that that's really fun. And I love having music playing in the background. It makes it, you know, maybe you get a little louder. And that's fun. That's always fun when we can get a bit loud.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you had to pick 5 songs to listen to on repeat for the rest of your life, which songs would you pick?
Thank you, Hex, for asking a question.
Oh, this was me. Oh, hey. Whoops.
This is so hard. 5 songs. They'd probably be instrumental songs. So like probably something from Mozart, something from Beethoven, something from Air would be good. Something from Art of Noise and something from Nine Inch Nails would have to be in there. They've got some good instrumentals that I listen to. Probably okay. Even we'll stick to instrumentals. Yeah, does that work?
I mean, yeah.
I didn't pick songs. I picked artists, but
that's if they count in general. If like you could pick any song from that particular artist and it'll count, then sure, we can pick the whole artist. Why not?
Yeah. I think that's good.
Do you have any book recommendations?
I would say for business, Work Rules is a good one, by Laszlo Bock. For pleasure, Dune. I always recommend that. And also, anytime someone has a movie that they really like, always to go and read the book, because it's almost always, if not always, better. And Batman Year One.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very partial to Dark Knight Returns myself, but
I mean, that's good too.
All right. Ooh, what are your top 3 makeout songs? So assuming you do get Spotify rolling before things start happening.
I can probably answer. I think I have a makeout song playlist. Let me just pull that up real quick. Cheat a little bit. Let's see. The Lovers, 9 Inch Nails. Cross by Crosses and Special Affair by The Internet.
Nice. All right, keep Spotify open or whatever it is you have open. What song do you spin to get you in a good mood? Now you can also cheat on this one too.
No, I know this one.
Okay.
Mr. Motivator by Idols.
Ooh.
Always a good pump up song. If I ever need to get out of bed, that's the song I play to get myself out of bed or to start running. Yeah.
What's a deep cut that you found? A song not widely popular.
I feel like I have a lot of deep cuts. That's why I'm always shy to show people my playlists or liked songs or whatever, because I'm always just like, don't judge me. It's a really good song. Let me just do a quick scroll. Oh, there was an artist I found that reminded me of Prince a little bit. God, what's her name? I think it was Dangerous. I don't know how to say her name. Fuck. Zaki Ibrahim.
is maybe, I'm sorry if I'm butchering that, if you, by some weird fucking off chance, you listen to this AMA, so I'm sorry.
If you do, hi. Thanks.
Yeah,
listening.
Hi. You're great. And this song is called Dangerous. I think that she's a great singer, and I've listened to her live. I think it counts because on Spotify, it only has 77,000 listens.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yeah, I like
that.
That
is
that
a small
one.
Amount for Spotify. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like this next one. What music would you pair with your latest audio, and what music would you pair with your latest script?
So I think my latest audio was that, what was it? The, the girlfriend Gentle F John one. What was it? I can't believe I don't know the titles to my own fucking titles. Have Your Fun, But You Come Home to Me, which is a, as I said, Gentle F Dom, GFE, Possessive, Snuggles, Kissing, Praise, whatever. What song would I put to that? Oh, I did put a song to that. Fucking Love Hangover.
Oh.
By Diana Ross.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't put it in it, but I put it as the title in Soundgasm. So yeah, Love Hangover by Diana Ross. I love that song.
For your script?
Yeah, for the script. Away From Your Desk and Into Daddy's Arms. I would say I also did one to that. I think it was a Her song. I don't know. I just know it was a Her song.
Okay.
Good choice. If you took the quiz that my amazing friend Megan the Subby put together, you would see the song that I picked.
Ooh.
So go take that quiz.
Yeah, yeah, do that now. Right now, this very second.
I mean, you can do it and still listen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Multitask.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What are your top three guilty pleasure movies?
I try very hard. That's Aurora Lights audio. I try very hard to not feel guilty about what brings me pleasure. But there are definitely movies that I feel a little uncomfy when I tell people I watch them. Legally Blonde is definitely one of them. Hot Tub Time Machine is another one. And what's one that I always watch? Maybe, I don't think it's a guilty pleasure, but Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I watch that a lot, and I wouldn't admit it. I love that movie, though.
I don't think that's a guilty pleasure. I would unironically defend that movie.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, what's your favorite Muse song and your favorite Rammstein song?
Let's see. Muse. Fuck. Also, Ava, thank you for this question, because Ava and I have vibed about Muse and Rammstein, really. Probably, okay. Apocalypse Please is just so fucking good, because it opens up the album and the album for Absolution, and it's just so, I love when classical elements are like piano, strings, and all of that are used in pop, rock, whatever, modern music. Yeah. And I think I'm gonna stick with that. Apocalypse Please. And then for Rammstein, probably, I don't know if I'm saying this right because it's in German, but Spiel mit mir, which if you watched Live aus Berlin, which is a very long ago concert that Rammstein made into like a movie, I guess, they open with that, and it's so fucking good. Like the fire and the performance of, like, if you've never seen Rammstein live, you need to see Rammstein live. They're
they do
so
use a
good.
Lot of fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there a book that has surprised you?
I think Shoe Dog, which is the story of kind of the life story of the founder of Nike. I originally read it on a work recommendation and was just kind of like, oh, let me just like get through this. And I couldn't stop reading it. I've actually read it a few times because of just how much I respect the story and the hustle and hearing sort of all of the dirty laundry. And I know that there's been some like critics that have been like, oh, well, he didn't really say, you know, everything because, you know, Nike does fuck shit. And it's like, well, yeah, but I mean, who doesn't? And maybe that's me exposing myself a bit there, but yes, Shoe Dog was a great read and I often go back to it.
Ooh. What scene in a movie gives you the most feels?
I'm going to go with recency bias because I just finished rewatching Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2. Thank you to the real Shauna Lee for asking these questions. There's several more. When Dobby comes to help Harry Potter and Ron get out of the cellar and, you know, he's up there and he tries to help them and he's like, Dobby has no master. And I'm like, oh God. And then he dies. I get so sad.
May Dobby rest in peace, first of all.
Yeah.
He did great.
He did great.
He did great. All right. If there was one book you thought every person should read, what is it and why?
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? because it's just a fucking good ass book. It's like so much of modern day, like cyberpunky stuff pulls from that book. And there are others too that I could name, but that's the first one that comes to mind. Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, that's dangerous. Red-haired MILF, this is a dangerous question. I don't have a favorite movie. What's one that I watch all the time? I really should have thought of this one before, so there wasn't a lot of dead air.
Oh, this is good. You're thinking. Thinking a little too much. I would have... Go. Just go.
Well, none of the movies are coming to mind.
Oh, you've seen no movies. All right, next question.
fuck. Favorite movie. Fucking Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
There we go. Know. I was wondering when you were going to default to that one. Took a little longer than I thought, but we got there.
I fucking love that movie.
That's a good movie. That's it.
It's a good movie.
All right. Hopefully this one a little easier. Favorite musician.
R.O. Nevin, thank you for asking this question. What is your favorite? I'll say Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. easy, right?
Yeah, see?
And Prince.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Yep. Ooh. When's the last time you felt truly sexy?
Thank you, Meg. Meg the subby. Amazing friend. Last time I felt truly sexy. Probably the last time I sent sort of a very exposed self-portrait of myself to an object of desire, and they were like, I want to see more of that type of thing. And I was like, oh.
Hell yeah.
Because I can get very self-conscious about my entire body.
Okay. All right. Fuck, marry, kill, or besties. Thrall, Varian, Alexstrasza, or Sylvanas.
Okay, I'm marrying Thrall because reasons. I'm going to fuck Varian. I'm going to be besties with Alexstrasza, and I'm going to kill Sylvanas, which pains me. It pains me because I love her. I love her, but she's got to go.
Now we
it's
know.
It's unfortunate. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Shauna.
If your crush texted you right now and said they wanted to listen to an album from front to back, what album would you recommend them?
Oof. I would present them with a challenge and give them Purple Rain by Prince.
Good choice.
And see what they thought. And really see if they deserved to be a crush.
Yeah. Test them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, I've never read these names before, so I'm going to mispronounce them all. All right.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, or kill Gavin Newsom, Cory Booker, mm-hmm. and Beto O'Rourke? How do you say that one?
Mm-hmm. That you said it right. Yeah.
Oh, I said it in Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Actually, I mean, I say it in Spanish, so maybe I'm wrong.
We're both wrong then. Congratulations.
Okay. Thanks again, Meg. This would be your question. I'm going to fuck Beto because reasons. I'm going to marry Gavin Newsom and take us to the White House. And I'm going to unfortunately kill Cory Booker. And it pains me so because I like Cory Booker. I do, but sorry. And I know Meg's going to be so disappointed in these answers.
Meg's going to be disappointed in me for not knowing these names.
It's okay. It's all right. You get a pass.
Thank you. All right. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good loving?
Whew. I love some good snuggles and snacks. Like that's an excellent mixture. It's just let's snuggle and let's snack. Yes.
All right. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? And Dobby is on the table.
Can I recycle an answer and say?
Sure.
Sirius Black.
Ooh.
Because he is loving and such a good, solid fighter and defender of what's good and has a dark side to him and is just an amazing friend. So I think that he'd be an amazing romantic partner.
Okay. So not Dobby is what we're saying.
No, but we'll stick with Harry Potter for that one.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. Do you listen to audios for pleasure or simply intellectual purposes?
I've been doing a lot of the latter. I've been doing a lot of intellectual purposes lately, and I really need to get back to enjoying audios because of, you know, when you're in the community and you make more friends, you definitely want to give people feedback. So a lot of the time I'm listening and I'm like, what can I help? You know, what can I do to help this person, you know, improve their craft? And I really need to get back to listening for pleasure because that was a good fucking time. Like, that was a good fucking time.
But we do appreciate feedback.
Oh, good. Right. Also, some of my favorites just haven't been making audios. I've got some new favorites, but again, I haven't been listening for pleasure, so.
Well, here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for Sexy Times specifically?
Probably, I guess Star Trek because of the holodeck. Like you just, like the holodeck is kind of just like all you need to bring whatever you want to life. So, and you're in space. So you get to like travel through space and like get down in the holodeck. That's amazing. No cleanup too.
Yeah. Good technology.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is your favorite position?
I thought you were going to read the rest
no,
of it.
No, I'm not going to read the entirety of the question. I'm going to abbreviate
it. No, I thought you were going to... it is not dragon style, Tink.
Okay.
as much as I'd like to be fucked by a dragon, it is not dragon style. Probably just doggy. I'm a very traditional girl. Bend me over and fuck me.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite fantasy that you've never been able to do yet? Unless you've done them all, in which case, next question.
I will simply say a threesome.
Good
Take
choice.
It as you will.
What is a physical feature that you find the most attractive?
Oh, I think we
did say
this one.
We did say one, but
the hands. Well, I can do another. I guess arms and shoulders. That's another one. They're just kind of
and
working
they're attached
my way
to the hands.
Up the arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. What is your favorite sex toy if you have one?
Thank you, Betty LaFlame, my white rabbit. What is my favorite sex toy? I've recently gotten a couple of the Lovance toys, and the Nora has been getting a lot of use. So I'll say that.
Is this you recommending?
If you are into rabbit style vibrators, then yes.
There you have it, folks. All right. Are there any phrases that make you melt?
Hearing your mind is what I imagine cocaine is like. Like in that real growly voice by someone that you really like. Hearing that is just fuck me up with all of that. I want it.
Oh, this is interesting. Next one here. Would you rather spend 2 weeks getting all the sex you want with no aftercare or cuddles, or all the cuddles you could ever want without sex? And would it change if it's just 1 week?
Thank you, Fix. My oral fixation for the question. I'm going to say all the cuddles I want without sex, because I feel like after those 2 weeks, we would just fuck like animals because of all of that buildup. The sex would be really, really good.
Okay. And would it change if it's just 1 week, or would it be the same?
It'd be the same.
Okay. Which GWA tags are you most drawn to, and which do you wish there were more of?
I am drawn to, I think, blowjobs the most. Like that blowjob tag, if I see it, I'm like, okay, what else is here? And what do I wish there were more of? I do wish there were more praise audios. I think that we have such an amazing opportunity to praise the listener and make them feel extra special while also making them feel sexy. So I wish that there was more of that.
All right. This next one from our good friend Carrie. Fuck, marry, kill your GWA favorites.
This is very difficult. Because I have to pick favorites, and I...
It's a two-parter.
So, for the purposes of this, I'm going to stick to performers and not writers.
Okay.
Fuck, no. Should I? God damn it.
I mean, GWA as a community includes both.
I know. Okay, I'm gonna do this purely off the cuff. God. Okay. I'm going to marry Avely 123.
Ooh.
Because I love her so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to marry Hexblade because I can marry as many people as I
Wait, I think make. You're no, I think you're cheating. I think this is incorrect.
No.
No.
I think
rules have been broken. Hold on.
No. It says favorites. It doesn't say one. I have many favorites. I'll stick to two.
Well, thank you.
I'm not going to stick to two. I would fuck House of Bathory, Ever Distant Utopia, and Fluff Cunningham. And I would kill Suits, Miss, and Curvaceous Caryud because I think that they would all love that snuff shit.
Okay. All right. Well.
I'm sorry if I didn't fucking name you. I apologize. I think you're all fucking wonderful. All of you.
You could just say marry everybody, you know? Whatever. That's fine. All right. This one is interesting. Where do you draw a line, if any, on interacting with fans?
Ooh. See, there's kind of a sliding scale, I think. Also, I don't necessarily consider people who interact with my posts to be fans. I think that they're just members of the community, and sometimes they might just come around a bit more. If it's my first time, you know, seeing you comment or DMing, it's highly likely that I won't say anything just because I get that way and I feel weird. However, if you've commented a lot, like there are some... including some people who have asked questions here, you know, Sam, Michael, Aro, that I consider, you know, friendly, I will likely reply to your comment with something a little, I guess, with a bit more warmth to it than, you know, my regular, like, hey, thanks for listening to the audio. I like that you love this thing. I might, you know, sort of tailor my response a bit more to things that we've just interacted with in the past. And, you know, I don't typically DM with people, but if one of those people decided to send me a message, you know, it is likely that I would have a casual conversation with them about just things, but you run out of things to talk about really fucking quick. And, you know, some people, including myself, don't really know when to stop a conversation. So I tend to keep things in comments. You know, I love comments. Everyone loves comments. People should leave comments. People should be encouraged to leave comments. So really it's there. I don't like, there's no real sexy times that happen. I'm very much a square. This is very much a hobby for me. So, yeah, I'm friendly and then a little more friendly depending on how often you've been around.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into the audio world?
I was on Reddit. I followed, I was in poetry reading because I love poetry. I followed Betty LaFlame's profile after I heard one of her poetry readings. And I looked at her profile and was like, I wonder if she has more poetry readings. And I found that she was a scriptwriter for GWA. And I was like, what is this? And I had remembered that I had previously, I don't know how many years before, found Gone Wild either audible or audio through Google search by Google searching Listen to Men Come, because I was searching for porn and I could not find the porn that I wanted. And I think I listened to a couple of different audios, just kind of like clicking through, and was like, wow, these people are just on here just like doing this. This is crazy. And I had the same reaction when I followed Betty's profile, and I was like, well, maybe I can find some female written poetry, because I was really looking for that kind of stuff. And I found Ava Lee 123's narrative and was like, can I even do this? And I sent it to Ava and was like, was this even any good? And she was encouraging and amazing. And I feel like I've told the story a few times, but I will continue to shout it from the mountaintops that Ava is amazing and really helped me get my start.
All right, well, now we know we have Betty and Ava to thank.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This next one, which tags, I assume, is a question, do you wish you had but haven't already brought into an audio?
Well, last year I would have said the crying tag, because I wanted to do that, and I think I got that done in okay style. I might do some of that again. What I wish I haven't brought into an audio. I haven't done an accent yet. I'm not very confident in my accents, but that would be fun to do. And I think more fantasy that I've written, I think would be fun to try. Yeah.
All right. Are there any new kinks that you've discovered through recording or listening to audio?
I really like being called darling. I don't know if I've discovered them or if they've just kind of been brought more to light, which, you know, like possessiveness is definitely front of mind now. And sort of being claimed. Like, I feel like I've always known that, but I don't think that I really leaned into it. So I'm definitely leaning into more of those kinks. Also being spanked. I knew I liked it, but definitely like it more now.
Nice. Speaking of spanking, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to spank Tex?
Texan guy. I'd say it's a 10.
Ooh.
Tex All needs right. a good spanking.
Watch out, buddy. Now we know. You've been warned. There's no excuse. If you could listen to just one audio for the rest of your life, which would it be? This is a tough one.
Probably be no. For me,
oh, okay.
It would be a ramble fap from like the best ramble fap I could find. I might have one of those saved and just leave it on loop, just because it works almost every time. Like every fucking time. And yeah, please make more ramble faps. It's so good to hear that desire and that yearning and that growly losing your speech orgasm. It's fucking good.
There you go. Question. Did you start out intending to dip your toes into writing and editing as well as performing? Or how did just this come about?
I never intended to write. The editing just came about because I didn't know how else to do it. So I just kind of learned along the way. And as I learned along the way, I would start hearing stories play out in my head and be like, well, I want it to sound this way. And it would be very, like, really, I'd be very hesitant to sort of ask someone to do that sort of thing. And the soundscaping that's in my head is definitely not what other people would think to do. Shout out to Vox in the Void, because he's fantastic and is like just really good at soundscaping and brings things to a level that I wouldn't even think of. But a lot of the editing that I do is because I can't find anyone else to do it or because I want to have total control. And I did not intend to start writing. I really only did this because I wanted to see if I could do it. And as far as performing, and then so many scripts that I wanted to do were just getting filled left and right. And I know that we're supposed to, you know, just keep filling it, but it can become really intimidating. And I think about audience exhaustion, and I was just like, well, what if I just, you know, if I wanted to do an audio, what would it be? You know, how would I do it? And so I just started writing for myself, and then I started writing for others. And the other day I got my first quote unquote official script fill from someone that I didn't say like, hey, fill this. And it was pretty fucking cool. So I think I'm going to keep doing that.
Congratulations.
This is fun. Thank you.
What's been your most fun recording experience so far?
Thank you, Fix. Ballot Girl. I think that not only, like, I am very much a get out and vote sort of person, and to see that script and to challenge myself to bring, to do just something completely different and have it be put out there and be proud of it, I always think back to that moment as sort of the turning point in my performance, quote unquote, career, I guess. That is the milestone where I feel like my skill as a performer gained just a lot more confidence in what I do. So, yes, Ballot Girl, part one.
Ah, of course, the classic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell us about one meaningful way each in which you're happy you've grown as a performer, writer, and editor.
Thank you, Avalon, for the question. I'm happy that I can tell that I sound more confident in my performances now. Like, I can tell that there's a measurable difference in my delivery and that I'm having fun. As a writer, I still think I'm very much growing, but I'm happy that I've, again, built the confidence to be able to put out a public script offer for people to fill, because the writing has gotten to a place where it's not just for me and it's for others. And as an editor, I've been taking a lot of chances on soundscaping for myself as of late, especially with fantasy sort of stuff. And it makes me happy to, you know, listen back and be like, yeah, that feels like the scene. Good work. So I think all of those things are meaningful.
Nice. Improving every day. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is the etymology of your username?
Well, V is a name that I've used for a long time. It was an old gamer tag that was very, very long, like 20 characters and a bit complicated. And so my friends would just call me V because it was too long to pronounce. And so I respond to V, even in, you know, real life, because of how many times people have called me that. That is my preferred way to be referred. And Silver Moon is actually a shout out to Sylvanas, the Ranger General of Silver Moon City, which is some World of Warcraft lore. And I just felt that it fit because it's kind of magical and nerdy. And as I've said many times in this AMA, I love to stargaze. So, Yeah, it's a wow fucking nerd reference. I'm a fucking nerd and I'm a fucking square.
Nah. It's a good name.
Thank you.
All right. What do you feel is the most underrated content you've made, and tell us about why it's awesome?
You know, I saw this question and I don't know if I have underrated content, really. I feel like everything was perceived as it should have been. I don't know. What qualifies as underrated? People leave such wonderful comments on all of my stuff. So I like, that's kind of what I base things off of. I'm scrolling through. I actually just put my library together, which is an accomplishment.
Ooh.
There is one that I'm going to redo because I think that I could do a better job, but I don't think that was underrated because people still listen to it. Maybe the Braxco collab that I did with Tex. It's a funny one, but I think that we both did such good performances to that, and it's sexy and funny. So maybe that, and it's the only MF for collab that I've done. It didn't get that much attention, but I think that Tex and his Braxco brand are just fucking phenomenal, and I can't wait to do another one. And maybe the first time I wrote for myself, maybe that's underrated, but I put a lot of thought into that story and that storyline. I'll say those two. Yeah.
Okay. If you have one, what is your favorite kink that you found for yourself through making or listening to audio? Similar to the previous one, but it's just one favorite. Not asking for new, we're asking for favorites.
Cream pies / breeding / impreg.
There you go. All right. Ooh, what are your top five audios, series included?
This is dangerous, but we're going to do it. Ballot Girl, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, I'm your voting ballot girl. Just come where you want your vote to be. Because, I mean, it's fucking Ballot Girl. If you all are listening to this AMA, I am almost 100% certain that you have listened to Ballot Girl. I really liked my performance in Your Genetically Engineered Sex Girl Helps You De-Stress During These Trying Times. I was still quite green. I am still quite green. But that one was one where I was definitely laughing when I was listening to it back, like, wow. Okay, so that's two. My most recent one, Have Your Fun But You Come Home to Me. I really like that one. I think it's a good, wholesome audio. Oh, Be Ours for the Night, the collab with Red-Haired MILF and Megan the Subby. I frequently go back to that one and listen to the first minute of it and just think that it's such a fun audio. And God damn. A free use trophy for my MVP. Mm-hmm. It's a Fluff Cunningham one, and I think I did a good job. There were many moments that I laughed. So I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So unless the question was referring to your favorite audios from other people, in which case we've completely gone off course, but that's fine.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Well, that's fine. Your top five can be by you. That doesn't matter.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Sam is an amazing commenter and excellent listener, Sam of the Endless.
All right. And then do you harbor any long-term ambitions for creating audios? Any big plans?
My plans are just to be a great community member and encourage other creators to keep creating. I don't know if I will ever do any sort of paid content. At this point, there is nothing inside me that wants to create paid content. I don't have anything against people that do that. I just, for me, I think that there would be a loss of creative control once I did that. And I like to have a lot of creative control, which is why I, you know, just kind of do my own thing and pick scripts that I like. And, you know, I don't really stick to one sort of thing because I really just want to explore how I can create. So no, right. I just want to keep doing what I'm doing.
Nice. And we appreciate you continuing to do what you do.
I do want to shout out a couple people that I forgot to mention. Crown of Violet, amazing, amazing fucking content creator. Mr. Licorice Returns. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I just forgot anyone. Emerald, the Dr. Emerald. Koshka, amazing, amazing content creator. Wonderful accents and skill. And I think that's it. I think those are all the people. All and a right. couple anonymous folks.
Of course. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
I don't know. Do you have any questions? Do you want to sneak one in real quick?
I have no questions. The one that I wrote that I forgot I wrote is all I could produce.
Well, thank you for hosting with me. It's a long
one. Of course. Absolutely. No problem. It's all in good fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening. I hope that this wasn't too long. Special thank you to Hexblade for being with me and doing all of this. And I don't know. See you around the sub. Let me know if you like this. Leave some comments. All of that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.